Well, howdy. I'm Stacy, and this is my wife, Kim. I am the gathering pastor at Calvary Penns Valley, and Kim and I have been part of Calvary for, pop quiz, how many years?
25 plus.
25 plus.
Mm-hmm. Almost 26.
August will be 26 years. Mm-hmm. So we have seen a lot. We have been through a lot of the iterations of who we are and what we are and how we do what we do. But one of the things that has been pretty consistent is we've used different words, but the idea of front yard missions. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today. We are walking through this next initiative. Last month, Jason and Jake walked through the first of our secondary goals. The prioritizing the next generation. And that kind of matters to us too, mm-hmm, right?
Sure does.
Why?
Well, we have a lot of children that are considered the next generation. For me personally, you better not get me talking. I'm very passionate about Calvary Kid Care and what we do there, reaching communities and families for Jesus. And Calvary Kids.
Yeah.
We do that on the weekends, and that's important.
And initially, that's what brought us to Calvary. I was hired to be the youth pastor back in 1998. It's a long time ago. This week, we're going to talk about blessing every neighbor. That's our second of the second. The first goal overall is to have 100% engagement. So no matter where you are and no matter how you're connected to Calvary, if you are connected, we want to see you engaging in this. But the first of the sub goals would be prioritizing the next generation and then blessing every neighbor in our communities. Let me just read what the booklet says. We've been blessed to be a blessing. So we'll pray like crazy, imagining every person in central Pennsylvania being prayed for by name. That's powerful. We'll step out in faith and live in God's overflow, loving our neighbors with all God's heart. And we'll invite people to our table and into the life of Christ. We'll share Jesus with our hashtag. If this goes according to plan, and this next initiative gets funded the way that the way people have pledged, with the extra money that's given over the next 2 years, including 1% offering, which we do every end of every year, it's our goal and our dream to invest $1 million to blessing every neighbor in our communities. And there's a little bit more about that in here, but so Kim, in your experience, what have you seen that's been effective? And what have we talked about that would lean into blessing every neighbor in our communities?
Okay. I think one of the biggest things we can do, one of the best things we can do, and sometimes I think that, oh, why am I doing this again, is walking through our neighborhoods and praying.
Yeah.
I know that's the beginning, is prayer. And I think it does change the climate. It changes the household. It changes the way people are going to receive any words about Jesus, anything that's going on, or receive an invitation to come to your house. But prayer walking is key. And I think that's something Calvary has been all about since we started here.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, I think we called them lighthouses of prayer back in the day.
We did. And yes. We did a lot of prayer walking and have done a lot of prayer walking. Mm-hmm. Historically here at Calvary. We just did our first, since we've been there, our first focused prayer walk at Calvary Penns Valley. Mm-hmm. You want to talk a little bit about?
I'll tell you why I like prayer walking is because it can involve your whole family. And I think it's so key for us to be showing our children and the next generation what to do, how to do this, what is front yard mission, and so that we can take our kids with us on a prayer walk. It's so easy to do and is meaningful. And then you hear these young ones. I know we were with a mom at Penns Valley, and she said, it's the first time I ever heard my second grade son pray.
Yeah.
And he could pray. And it was exciting. And I think it's just really neat to involve our kids and get them out there.
Involving the next generation.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's a great way for us to teach them what it means to be engaged in the life of our neighborhood.
Yes.
And our community. Mm-hmm. And we didn't prayer walk our neighborhood.
No. Not that day.
No.
We prayer walked our elementary school and our high school.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that was fun to walk around. Mm-hmm. Our kids were sort of into it.
Yes.
They were more excited about the playground
yes.
than they were.
But they did. They prayed for their teachers yep. and their friends.
Classmates.
So
yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. So the idea, and it may sound daunting to some people, mm-hmm. that we're going to pray for every person by name, to bless every neighbor in our community. Mm-hmm. But if we break it up into smaller chunks, how could we go about it?
Are you talking about the hashtag? I feel like that's an easy chunk. That's an easy way yeah. to break it
so
up.
So when you say hashtag, there some of you know exactly what she's talking about, but some people may not know mm-hmm. what you mean when you say the Calvary Insider lingo. What is a hashtag?
It's a tic-tac-toe board.
It looks like a tic-tac-toe
yes,
board, yeah.
Where you put yourself, your name in the middle, and that leaves a spot for 8 other friends, neighbors,
yeah.
people that you're in community with. You put their name in your hashtag, and then you pray for them every day.
So they go in the mm-hmm. squares around yes. the you're in the middle, they're in the perimeter.
Exactly.
And you're praying for them mm-hmm. every day?
By name.
By name.
Every day if you can. Some days you might forget, but getting that hashtag somewhere where you can see it and pray for them. I have a 25-minute drive to work every day.
Yeah.
And so it's a great place to be thinking hashtag prayers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's your routine. Mm-hmm. I go for a walk every morning. Mm-hmm. I get up about 6 and go for a walk, and I walk through our neighborhood, and I pray for our neighbors. I'll talk a little bit more about one of the tools that I use. I'll quiz you on the front yard mission principles. Three kind of easy to remember, hopefully, buzzwords that we talk about all the time when we're talking about being good news in our neighborhoods.
The first one is prayer.
Yeah.
So that's what we're talking about. Getting out, walking through your neighborhood, yeah. praying for your neighbors.
Yeah. The words that we've used are talk to God about your neighbors before you talk to your neighbors about God. I don't know about you.
Oh, that's well, good I do advice, know about Stacey.
We grew up in an era where there was a really strong push for evangelism, but it was kind of this canned approach where you memorized a script, mm-hmm. whether it was the Roman Road or the Dr. D. James Kennedy, Evangelism Explosion. Oh, yeah. It was this memorized script that mm-hmm. that you just kind of dumped on people as you mm-hmm. went about your day, and it really wasn't effective. But the idea of praying for our neighbors before we talk to our neighbors kind of changes things because it reframes that. It gives us the awareness that God is already at work in their hearts. They don't need a prepared script. So we're praying first. And it doesn't mean like you pray and then you're done praying.
No.
It's kind of like,
it's a habit. It's something yeah. that you're doing over and over
yeah.
and lifting
that's
it up.
That, that's yes. our first action. Mm-hmm. And so if we're praying first.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Then we are
loving second.
Okay.
Which that can look like a lot of different things.
Okay. Talk a little bit about that.
I have a couple different communities, I guess. I think one of my communities for a hashtag is my work community.
Yeah.
So it's not maybe my neighborhood as much, but yeah. it can work either way.
And I was counting on you bringing that up.
Yeah. And so I have people on my hashtag that I see every day, that I pray for every day, and that when I'm going to use the word felt need or something comes up in their life, a lot of times they're in my office asking for prayer.
Right.
And so that's easy right there
because right.
they know I pray and they know yeah. I care about that.
So even if they're not believers.
Yes. Some are and some aren't.
Yeah.
Right. And so some of mine that aren't, they know. And so there are things that we can do to bless and love on them when a need comes up in their life.
Yeah.
It could be as simple as just, we just had one of our staff have a baby.
Yeah.
And so our staff and families, we put out a meal train and it was picked up like that.
That's so cool.
And it surprised the mother of the staff member. She would be a grandma that comes into our daycare, and she was like, what? And we had it filled up through to June. And I just think that's a great way that we're loving on this family, and it's simple and easy.
Yeah.
But that's a need that they have.
Yeah. I think sometimes it's more helpful for me, and maybe for y'all too, to think about loving as looking for opportunities to serve.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great.
Because I think if we asked anybody, do you love your neighbors? Mm-hmm. Well, sure, I love my neighbors. Do you know their names? Are you involved in their life? I mean, we've watered that word down. It gets a little fuzzy. Mm-hmm. So looking for ways to serve, whether it's something practical, tangible, or it is building a relationship with them. I mean, that's
so different. Yes.
Yeah.
Just depending on the person that you're praying for.
And a lot of it would depend on how you're wired as to how love people. So that's important. I want to circle back around to one thought, something you just brought up. But what's the third front yard mission principle?
The third principle.
We pray first. Mm-hmm. We love all the time. Look for opportunities to serve. And what's the third?
Invite.
Oh, so we invite them to church.
No. I mean, you could if you want to, if you feel like that comes up. But I really think inviting them into your home, into your place of play, whatever you're doing, it can be wherever, but you're going to invite them because you want to hang out with them. You want to spend some time with them in their space, our space, wherever's the most comfortable.
I think that's really the biggest difference between the front yard mission approach and the canned things that we learned earlier, because growing up, I always heard the message of invite your friends to church. Mm-hmm. And that's not bad. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that that's wrong, but the whether it was intended or not, the message that came across was invite your friends to come to hear the professional Christian tell them about Jesus. And I know that I heard that message, maybe not as pointed as that, but invite your friends, we'll share the gospel with them, we'll get them saved, and then you... Congratulations. I think we have enough evidence to recognize the fact that that's just not working. Mm-hmm. Hasn't worked. It might have worked at one point in American history, but it's not working now.
No.
So the inviting people into your life, whether it's your table or onto your back porch, or around the fire pit, we're kind of hitting fire pit season. Neighbors are out walking their dogs. It's a great time to capitalize on, at least for us here in central Pennsylvania, weather that lends itself to hanging out around a fire pit.
Right.
But inviting your neighbors over, your friends over, that's the part I want to get back to. So pray first, love all, and invite often.
Right.
And build that relationship. The other part that I want always to remember is the truth that in all of this, the people on my hashtag, whether it's my neighbors or people, I mean, I work for a church, so it's...
You are the professional that they're inviting.
Yeah, that's not what we're doing. I'm the project. Mm-hmm. The people on my hashtag are not the project. They're not a target that I'm working on and trying to close the deal. In all of this, God wants to work on me and will often use the people on my hashtag to shape my character and reveal more truth about Him that I need to apply. So I think it would be easy to unintentionally slip into that. Well, these are all the people on my to-do list.
Mm-hmm.
And it can feel like just check the box and work on the people project. But that's not really what it is. And as I'm praying for our neighbors. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. God has developed a love for them in me. Mm-hmm. I know some of their stories. Some of them are church people. Mm-hmm. And some of them are pretty committed to not being church people. Yep. But I love them. Mm-hmm. So you talked about the fact that your hashtag is mostly people from work. Mm-hmm. Is that legal?
I think so. I've asked that question so many times, but it is. I think it's the people that
you say it into the camera, just
that you are in community with.
Okay.
And so, yes, I might have two hashtags, my neighborhood hashtag, yeah, and then my work hashtag, the people that I am with them every day. So it naturally is my hashtag because I love them and I pray for them and I care about them.
Yeah.
So that's an easier hashtag. And conversations come up that you're just praying and you know God opens a door,
right,
that maybe you weren't expecting. And it's because you've been praying.
Yeah.
And for these people and their faith walk.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's one of the big ideas behind prayer walking is that we're praying on site with insight. So we know the people that we're praying for and we're asking God to give us wisdom and insight into their stories, into what they're dealing with and how we can be helpful. Mm-hmm. Hope givers,
right,
hope dealers, mm-hmm, to them. And if we're not praying for the people, most of you are not church employees. You don't work in Christian ministry. And so you're spending more time with the people at work. I remember having this really good conversation with our brother-in-law, with, mm-hmm, Joe Montgomery. Joe, if you're watching, hey. But Joe really pushed back on the idea of front yard mission with a neighborhood focus because he said, and rightly, most people are spending more time at work than they are in their neighborhoods. So why not spin it so that we're building a hashtag around the people that we work with? And you've done that. What's been hard about that? Anything? Complicated, tricky.
I don't think so. I think the only tricky part is I don't want them to think that I think of them as a project.
Right.
You know?
How do you avoid that?
I don't let them know they're on my hashtag. I don't know. I don't talk about it like a hashtag. I talk about it as my friends, and I'm praying for my friends and my staff and families.
What you just said is actually the secret sauce to all of this. If they're not your friends, if you don't love them, if all they are is a name on a piece of paper that you're praying for, then they are the project. Mm-hmm. But when you do love them, genuinely care about them, and invest your life in theirs, they're not a project.
No.
They're friends, they're family, they're people that you're loving.
Yeah. I do want to say an amazing thing that happens too when you're there working with the same people day in, day out, then all of a sudden they have a hashtag. If they're coming to Calvary, they're following things.
Yeah.
And then our hashtags can mesh, and knowing that, oh, you're praying for them, I'm praying for them.
Yeah.
My word is that those people are doomed for Jesus because they have so many people crossing their paths. They're doomed because Jesus is going after them.
There's probably
it's prompting us to be praying for them.
I don't know that I want to send that to our
it's a good thing.
Communications team, okay, to have them. We're making t-shirts that say doomed, hashtag doomed for Jesus.
Yep. But when they start crossing paths and you realize that this person's praying for, yeah, the same person, I'm like, whoa. And it doesn't always just happen at work. I have different ones that it comes up and you realize that God is a great orchestrator, and that's, yeah, cool.
Well, we talk a lot about the fact that every person who doesn't know Jesus, mm-hmm, there's a team. Mm-hmm. For that person. And you might be the first person praying for that person, thinking about that person. You might be the first member of that team. Mm-hmm. But there is a team, and God will bring other people to pray and to lean in and to share their story. One of the things that I think for us, a next step in our neighborhood, I mean, Kim directs a daycare here at Harvest Fields. So you have a team of people who are strong believers, and my guess is that y'all are praying for some of the same people.
Right.
I think in our neighborhood, one of the things that we're supposed to do, next step, is to gather those people who are already believers in our neighborhood and be more intentional, deliberate about praying together mm-hmm. for the other folks in our neighborhood who are not.
Oh, I think that's great.
I think that might be a next step for us.
I think that's great.
I don't know if that's a next step for everybody, but for us, I think that's a maybe a next step in forming a neighborhood gathering. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm ready to call it a neighborhood church, but a gathering of people, maybe on CWOW Sunday, mm-hmm. to pray together, maybe worship together, maybe eat together. Mm-hmm. Maybe like watch these videos.
I like it.
Together.
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the resources that Calvary has made available to help people who are trying to work through mm-hmm. what it means to have a front yard mission and to live with front yard mission at the forefront.
Okay.
You talked about the hashtag. We have a hashtag card.
Right.
How many of those have you filled out?
Quite a few.
Quite a few.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one resource. Mm-hmm. There's a Front Yard Mission Masterclass mm-hmm. that you can find on the Calvary website. That's a little bit, well, it's a lot more in-depth. I mean, it's a multi-week journey through some of these things that we've just kind of touched the surface on.
Right.
There is a book. I thought I heard Jonathan Weibel's voice earlier today, but Jonathan and our friend Steve Lutz released a book that has been published and is now living out in the wild about Front Yard Mission. There's a Facebook group about Front Yard Mission. So there are lots of resources there. But one of my favorites, and I said I would talk about it.
I knew you would like this one.
It's
the Bless Every Home.
Yeah, it's the Bless Every Home app. It's recently gotten a facelift. A new group of leaders have kind of stepped in and polished it up. But the basic idea is that you sign up, enter your address, and it tells you who are the people who live around you. And you can kind of set some parameters as to how many people you want to pray for on a daily basis or on a weekly basis, how many days a week you want to use it. It always gives you a prayer prompt, like coming from scripture to pray over. And then for me, I've got it set up so that I'm praying for 5 neighbors in our vicinity. I think I have it set at 30 houses because mm-hmm. I walk a good bit.
You walk a lot, yes.
But it's a helpful way to be intentional. I get a reminder on my phone, hey, don't forget to pray for the people on your list. They don't call it a hashtag, but it's the same idea. But it's free, and not only that, but you can sign up underneath the Calvary umbrella and identify, I go to Calvary Penns Valley, or I go to Calvary Tyrone, or I go to Calvary Chico, Terry, Robin. But it's a great app, and it's been pretty helpful for me. And there are a lot more tools within that app to give you some helpful ideas to even for prayer walking, mm-hmm. and the idea of how do you bless the people who live around you. And if our goal is to bless every neighbor in our communities, if every person would just lean into this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know for a fact that we would cover every person in our communities being prayed for by name, but man, would it be a great step in that direction.
Sure would.
So, our one takeaway.
Okay.
What's the one action item that we want people to do? It's the hashtag.
Yeah, that's what I would assume.
Yeah.
I didn't want to
say it
again.
That is the
my low answer for everything. Hashtag.
It's what's gray and bushy and
no.
Eats acorns.
Use your hashtag.
Yeah. So I think that's the low hanging fruit. If you haven't filled out a hashtag, I mean, you can. I would assume that you could find it somewhere on the Calvary resource.
You can take
list.
A dry erase marker and put it on your mirror. There you go.
Yeah.
Hashtag.
Yeah. If you're a journaler, I've got it in my journal where I just drew a great big tic-tac-toe board and fill it out, like you said, with our name in the middle and the eight people around us that I'm praying for. That I think that would be a great next step. And, well, probably not just filling out the hashtag card, but praying for those people.
Yes.
Yeah. So, but my guess is that if you go through the trouble of creating a hashtag card, you're going to pray.
Yes.
Any other thoughts about...
One little plug, have your children make their hashtag cards as well.
Yeah.
That's good. Get your whole family involved. It's important.
Yeah. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
How about I pray?
Sure.
All right. Father, thank you for loving us and inviting us, calling us, even commanding us to be part of what you're doing in our neighborhoods, in the places where we live and work and study and play. God, I thank you that regardless of our age, regardless of our social status, regardless of our experience even walking with you, this is something that all of us can do. Thank you for giving us a part to play in the transformation of our communities. And I pray for the folks who are listening that you would stir something up inside them and help them to take a next step. I pray that you would help us to be a blessing to the people around us. Thank you for letting us be part of this. Mm-hmm. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.